This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, April 21, 2022, and these are the headlines. Vice Presidential Candidate Walden Bello filed his counter-affidavit on the cyber libel filed against by former City Information Office head Jeffrey Tupas, saying he was confident that the case would be dismissed. Bello claimed there was hardly any basis for the case in truth, and in fact saying there were no defamatory remarks on those that he posted on social media. He even claimed that the case was politically motivated as he is running against Mayor Sara Duterte. As a result of the case filed against him, the City Council even declared him persona non grata. Tupas filed the case after Bello allegedly posted on social media accusing him of being involved in illegal drugs as a result of the raid in Mabini, Davao de Oro on November 6 last year. In another story, the government will continue holding vaccination against COVID-19 for ages 5 and older in malls on Saturday starting this week, Dr. Michelle Sclosser, COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, said. Sclosser told the City Information Office that the sites for the vaccination are SM City Davao, SM Lanang Premier, Gaysano Mall Bahada, Gaysano Grand City Gate in Buhangin, Gaysano Mall Toril, Gaysano Mall Kalinan, and Gaysano Tibungko. These establishments will hold vaccination for first and second doses for 5 to 11 years old from Mondays to Saturdays, starting at 10 a.m. The 12 years old and above population age groups will be accommodated from Mondays to Saturdays at Gaysano Grand Mall Toril, Abriza Ayala Malls, and NCCC Mall Buhangin. In business, a delegation from South Korea will be visiting the city next week to seek opportunities and expand its presence in the southern part of the Philippines. In a statement Wednesday, the Korean Embassy in the Philippines said Ambassador Kim In-chul will be leading the business mission in Mindanao from April 25 to 27. The delegation is composed of high-level officials from Korea International Cooperation Agency and the Export-Import Bank of Korea, as well as executives from South Korean companies. According to the Korean Embassy, at least 8 South Korean firms will join the business mission. These companies have presence in Luzon and Visayas and would like to tap business opportunities in Mindanao, the embassy added. The delegation will have a one-day business-to-business meeting on April 26 at Acacia Hotel. In sports, the Philippine women's volleyball team training in Brazil won a game against a Brazilian team. The team, which will compete in the next Southeast Asian Games in Vietnam in May, beat in 5 sets 25-13, 25-19, 25-18, 25-17, 15-7 at the hometown of the foreign team. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.